The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Yeah, a lot of people talk about the weight loss injections, thinking, okay, summer's here. I'd like to lose some weight, some significant weight, but I don't want the needles. And I don't want any of the side effects that comes with, well, what the needles bring. So you got something for me that would work, but I don't have to do the needles or the side effects where I need depends?
No, come on.
There is something for you.
Yes. It's a weight loss supplement called Lean. It works like the shots, no needles. They use studied ingredients shown to help manage blood sugar, control appetite and cravings, and support your body to lose weight and keep that weight off.
Yeah, if you're trying to drop down 2 or 3 vanity pounds, yeah, Brickhouse Nutrition said, well, Lean is probably not for you. See, they designed Lean for the frustrated dieter who wants to lose 10 pounds or more. And if you want to get started right now is a good time. 20% off plus free rush shipping. Just go to TakeLean.com. Use the promo code MBCR. Add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. That's MBCR at TakeLean.com.
News update, David Van Camp.
Well, we made history over the weekend. So, of course, Iran was playing Egypt in the World Cup over the weekend. I think it was a 1-1 draw. It was Pride Night, by the way. Not a whole lot of rainbow flags in the audience, really, but there were a few.
Oh, yeah.
And also, the U.S. became the first nation to host a FIFA World Cup team and bomb that same team's country on the same day.
Wow.
We made history.
How about that?
All right.
Yeah. We were provoked, to be fair.
Well, yeah, and that's just a reminder. You know, the flyovers aren't just a cool thing to see at a ball game. You know, it's actually just a reminder of what we can do. If we have the will to do it.
Yeah, the flyover that game, their jets just kept going.
Buddy of mine was in D.C. last week for part of the big fair kickoff there they had. And they had a big flyover.
Yeah.
He didn't know it was coming. He said, it scared the crap out of me.
Phew.
Yeah. Which I would imagine if you don't know that it's coming. Usually, you know, you're at a football game or something like that, you know, okay, this is going to happen right at the end of the national anthem. But if you don't know it's coming, yeah, that can happen. All right, we got to get to Nimrods. Here we go.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dan.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrods the News. We go to Florida, where, of course, grocery prices are high. You know that. Meat prices, pretty high. But you can't excuse this. This guy went into a store, had his pants on, started stuffing meat into his pants. Talking brisket, pricey cuts of beef, and then it's caught on camera. You got to know cameras are everywhere.
Yeah.
And they had somebody actually in the local news talking about this.
Big pants. I think they're like made for stealing, you know? Yeah, it's blocked at the bottom so it doesn't go through. Came over here, looked around to see if anybody was looking, and he shoved it in his pants. Ended up going across the street to Publix. One of my employees was on break and saw all the rest of the stuff that he had.
Brisket, wine.
Called the cops and we got everything back. He ran off after we got the stuff back. By the time the cops got there, he was gone. But they have a good description. They have the video, and I'm sure he's on foot somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I feel sorry for the person who bought that steak when they put it back in the old cooler, though.
I know. You can mark it down, right?
You have to. Yeah.
This has been in a thief's pants, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it was like the other case from Florida last week. You missed it on Friday, David. Speaking of a bottle of wine with a woman.
Oh, gosh.
It was more than her pants where she hid that thing.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
And then you're like, okay, you're talking about one of the mini bottles, something like that. Oh, no.
No. Oh, no.
No. Full size.
Yeah.
She went Carlsbad Caverns on that, huh?
Woo, boy. And that's Nimrods in the News.